Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome back to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha, and we'd like to thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important subject and examining a question that, you know, people often ask regarding the benedictions that we send upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and his holy progeny. Specifically, we would like to ask and pose this question in the following way. You know, most of the times when we send our salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad and his family, we do so together, meaning we send our salutations upon the Prophet and we send our salutations upon his progeny and his family, right? The Imams, alayhim as-salam, and his daughter, the Lady Fatima. Right. So the question we want to ask is there any specific virtue and benefit in sending our salutations upon the Lady Fatima specifically or not? Fortunately, we have a very blessed tradition and hadith which has been related from the Lady Fatima herself regarding this subject. And in this tradition, the Lady Fatima says that I asked the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following to me, Ya Fatima, man salla alayki ghafara Allahu lahu wa alhaqahu bi haythu kuntu min al-jannah. This is a very nice tradition. It says that the Holy Prophet Muhammad said the following to the Lady Fatima. He said, O Fatima, if somebody sends his salutations and benedictions upon you, God Almighty will forgive him of his sins, and he will, after this person dies, he will allow him to join me wherever I am in heaven. We as Muslims who live after the era of the Prophet, and especially in the time of the occultation of the 12th Imam, we're not blessed with being in the physical presence of the Prophet Muhammad or any of his sons, his family members. So one of the great aspirations of all Muslims in this era is to see the Prophet, to meet the Prophet, to be with the Prophet and be in his physical presence. A lot of times people will ask, is there any way to see the Prophet in a dream? Or a lot of times people will ask, what did the Prophet look like? Or how was he? You know, we even have books written by a lot of our ulama regarding the shama'il or the characteristics of the Prophet, how he was physically, what did he look like? You know, these are very popular. Right? So a lot of times people ask, is there any way to join the Prophet in heaven and meet him? One of the ways that we can answer this question is, say, by being kind and respecting his family. Right? You know, there's a famous tradition from the Prophet in which he describes Lady Fatima as a part of him. Biz'atum minni. Right? He says that the Lady Fatima is a part of me. And if somebody hurts her or angers her, it's like he has angered me. Conversely, as we see in this tradition, the Prophet says, if somebody respects the Lady Fatima, honors her, shows his respect to her, shows his admiration for her, then God Almighty will forgive him of his sins and allow him to be with him on the day of resurrection and also in heaven where he is, right? And this shows us also, it's such a small task of sending such a small deed, which seems so insignificant, can have such a virtuous reward and such a great reward of us allowing us to meet the Holy Prophet in heaven. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the virtue of sending the benedictions and salutations upon the Lady Fatima. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.